Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Qur'an al-Hakim, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا, that those people, those human beings, that person, that man, that woman, whoever it may be, if they strive, if they make effort, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا, and who do they strive hard against? Who do you oppose? Who do you work hard against? Those who are against. And so Allah says, those who are against me, those people who are against me, if you clash with them, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا, whoever. So who are the people who are against Allah? Who are the enemies of Allah? Allah Ta'ala has two big enemies. Two big enemies. Very big enemies. One is the nafs and one is the shaitan. The base desires and a cursed devil. These are the biggest enemies of Allah. And they are also very powerful. And they have an opportunity. They've been given an opportunity. Always, every moment, against the human being, 24 hours a day, they plan and plot, nafs and shaitan, against the human being. And not just that they work together, not just that they're near us, rather they fulfill and complete their plan. And what's their plan? To take us away from Allah. They are against Allah. They're enemies of Allah, nafs and shaitan, the cursed devil. We know about the devil and the nafs. And what's their function, their objective? This is their objective. And their objective is that every moment, every second, because they're enemies of Allah, and you can't trust the enemy of Allah, shaitan and nafs, and every moment their objective and action is to divert us, deviate us, take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is their objective. And how do they do this? Which methodology? Through negative thoughts and whispers that they create in the human being. Due to which, the human being goes against Allah and starts to practice against Allah Ta'ala's desire. And the more that shaitan and nafs are obeyed, the more a person follows them and becomes weak, the more that person, the human being, then goes against Allah Ta'ala's wishes, Allah's orders. They make him do shirk. Shaitan and nafs make a person do shirk, worship the idols. And they make the human being prostrate to anyone other than Allah. They make a person do zina, commit theft, and commit murder. In other words, all actions that Allah Ta'ala has ordered that don't do these actions, shaitan and nafs make the person not do that. And the actions that Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to do, exhorted us to do, they make us go against that. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا, subhanAllah. Is there any person like this human being, man, who will fight them, strive hard against them, go against them, shaitan and nafs, and oppose them? Because they are our enemies, shaitan and nafs. So, for example, when the enemy is strong, the man is afraid, how do I fight them? How do I go against them? They've got more power. So here, Allah Ta'ala said further, do not fear. Doesn't matter how strong they may be, but if you are determined that you, for example, if you work hard against them, then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Then Allah says, leave the rest to me, that from their trap and their plots and their plans, I will save you. Allah says, no, when you create a connection with me, Allah says, and a friendship with me, and you implement that friendship, and you stand against my enemies, Allah says, do you think I will leave you alone? Never will I leave you alone, Allah says. Allah says, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, I will help you completely. I will show you the way, the path, the method, that they will not be able to spoil you. Doesn't matter wherever they come from, above, from below, from right, from the left. The enemies of shaitan and nafs will attack you. But if you are determined and are courageous, And Allah says, if you start to oppose these two enemies, nafs and shaitan, then Allah says, do not worry that you will have the power. Is there anyone greater, more powerful than Allah? So if Allah becomes our helper, then Allah says, I'll become your helper, your assistant, I won't leave you alone. And what a great encouragement Allah is giving to the insan, to the human being. Allah says, I'll save you from their evil, I'll be with you, I will assist you, I will help you. And Allah says, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعْمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. How can it be, Allah says, that you are my friend, and I break that friendship? I do not honor that friendship? Allah says, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is the condition that Allah says, in every situation I will be with you. Allah is indeed with the doers of good. What a great encouragement. We say, oh no, we're forced to do wrong. What can we do? We're surrounded by negative circumstances. We're forced to do wrong. No, this is dunya. This is the attraction. Such a great statement Allah said here. Alhamdulillah, great path Allah Ta'ala has opened for us. As for those who strive hard in my cause against the enemies of shaitan nafs, Allah says, I shall most certainly guide them onto paths that lead to me, to us. Allah gives us a great way out. How can we then accept defeat at the hands of shaitan nafs? The real reason is that we drop our guard and we give up. And in front of nafs and shaitan, we give up and we cry and we complain, oh, we can't do anything. We can't do anything. We're forced to do wrong. So have experience of this. The biggest, the worst of all sinners, you can say, the most sinful woman or man, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. Allah says, stand against shaitan and nafs. Allah says that my promise is truth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah says that I am the muhsineen to those people. Even the sinful person, Allah says that if you make a promise and you seek my help, I will not leave you alone. Allah says, so my brothers, we should have determination, we should have courage, we should make effort. And today it's so simple to sin, so easy to sin, that all we have to do is just press the button. In our pockets we have the means, the tools, the resources that take us towards sin. Every moment we have that attraction. It's in the pocket. You're on your own. The night time you sat on your own. Then you start your work. Shaitan makes you do his work. So when such a time comes that you have the resources and the tools, and they come in that form, just a small little device, and shaitan and nafs, how they attract us. They've been sealed in a device to deviate us. May Allah Ta'ala save us from this. So Allah says, when you're on your own and isolation and shaitan and nafs, they start to influence you and whisper you, then they start doing their work. Here, Allah says, this is your duty at that moment when you're on your own and sin is attractive and shaitan and nafs are deviating you, attracting you. Go on, it's okay, do it. Doesn't make any difference. And the power of shaitan and nafs is there, forcing you, pushing you. At that time, you just have to do one thing. What Allah Ta'ala said in this verse, we need to turn to that, we need to grab hold of that with, in a robust way. Immediately Allah Ta'ala's assistance and help will come. Immediately Allah's help will come. So Allah says, وَجَهَدُ. Struggle, strive. No, I'm not going to listen to you, nafs. I cannot displease my Lord, my Rabb, by doing this sin. You should say to yourself. Oppose straight away, nafs, at that time. That I am Allah's servant. Allah sent me for a purpose. I cannot challenge Allah. I cannot compete against Allah. Say this, contemplate this. Allah's fear, the fear of Allah, doesn't matter how much a sin is attractive and shaitan and nafs are forcing you, influencing you, but khawf of Allah will save you. Immediately seek Allah's help. Request Allah's help. Think about Allah. Allah's promised, isn't it? Allah says, فِينَ لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who strive in my cause, Allah says, I'll most certainly guide them onto paths that lead unto us. Shaitan and nafs are deviating you, trying to deviate you. Immediately submit to your Lord. Turn to your Lord. Request from your Lord at this moment. And don't give up and go towards that sin. And when an individual does this, subhanallah, any individual, due to Allah's fear, he leaves that sin, and he turns his face from the sin, and shaitan doesn't listen to him, He doesn't listen to shaitan or nafs and opposes them. That's success. Not, oh, angels will come, they'll assist me, don't sin, we plead you. Please, shaitans are the angels are descending, why are you sinning? And you think they're going to take your hand and grab the phone from your hand when you're sinning. You're waiting for that? Allah Ta'ala said for this reason, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. You yourself will have to fight and have courage and step forward. If you can't even do that, after that you reject shaitan and nafs and ask for Allah's help when shaitan's working hard and influencing you and forcing you to do wrong, to sin, to break the law of Allah, the principle of Allah, and you put your hands down and give up, say, oh no, I'm too weak. This is extreme weakness. Extreme weakness. Immediately what we should do, due to Allah's khawf and fear, we should turn to Allah, say, Allah save me. Allah save me, because shaitan and nafs are working flat out. So when the insan takes an action like this, subhanallah, then Allah said in the Quran a great reward for this. وَلَمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Allahu Akbar. That individual who will sinning, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Due to Allah's fear, khawf overtakes him. He says, no, I cannot do this action. I cannot do this wrong. And due to that fear, due to that khawf, shaitan surrounded him, taking him to the point of sin, and that he was about to commit that sin. He was close to that sin. But out of Allah's khawf, he abandoned that sin. No, my Rabb will be displeased with me. This is our life, and this is the game of life. You could say shaitan and nafs every second invite us, force us, influence us, and we turn to Allah and save ourselves from the sin. This is the biggest game of life in this world we have to play. This is the game against shaitan and nafs. At every turn, every corner. This is a great ibadah, worship. That if the human being saves himself from sin, shaitan surrounds you, traps you, spreads the net, the plot, and that human being asks for Allah's help, assistance, and he recognizes Allah Ta'ala's assistance. And due to khawf, he leaves the sin, migrates from the sin. Allah says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي جَنَّتَانِ. That such an insan, Allah says, not one but two paradise awaiting for the person. Jannatan. Jannatan. Two. Double reward for such a person who strove. I do not consider for any ibadah in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala in this way has prescribed this reward. If you do this, you'll get two jannas. Two rewards. Two jannas. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ. Just for that human being, Allah set this reward aside. That person who has very close to the sin, shaitan and nafs are working flat out, and he says, no, for the sake of Allah, of Allah's fear, I leave this sin. Immediately he is the rightful owner of two jannah, where it seems that all ibadah, this ibadah has gone above the other forms of worship. No other worship has Allah Ta'ala given such a great reward. Immediately two jannah, two abodes in jannah. Double reward Allah has given. What maqam status of that individual? Tell me that in this world Allah has given him good news. This is not just information. This is the promise of Allah. The promise of Allah, my brothers. So this is Allah's hikmah, wisdom. That insan, he is surrounded by nafs and shaitan. They take him towards deviation. They deviate him, divert him. So to elevate his status, Allah has given us this word. This is the order. When this maqam comes, then you won't go down. Rather, Allah says, I'll give you the maqam, jahadu. You have opposed my enemy. You've gone against him, Allah says. Subhanallah. جَهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. And you have distanced yourself from shaitan nafs for the sake of Allah. So Allah says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Two jannah, two paradise, subhanallah. And Allah hasn't given such a great reward, big reward anywhere else. This has become better than all other ibadah, better than tahajjud. And sinful person, within a second, he ascends to the heights. If you committed any sin, you use darkness, telephones in your hand, you have the power, the ability, you feel like it's so much to do wrong, to look at wrong. You say, no, for the sake of Allah, I won't do this wrong. Where that human being reaches, arrives to, Allah gives you an opportunity to do ibadah. Can you get that success from leaving the sin? Imagine the amount of paradise you can earn. For the person of iman, it's not difficult to attain the heights of reward. I remember an event, an incident, maybe before I've told you, I remember this. and I heard this from Hazrat Sahib, that there was a man and he was wealthy, and there was a poor woman, and she didn't have the husband, and her children were orphans. And what happened was, she was poor and no food, nothing to drink, she had nothing. Even today in the world, these events, incidents like this occur many places. And he saw that she was weak, in need. And you can see, if you go around the world, there are ajeeb, weird and stories and incidents, to the extent that children started nearly dying. They were about to die. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, long time passed, they had nothing to eat, the empty pots and pans at home. She's saying, yes, the food's cooking. She was forced that, let me go and ask somebody for help. Children were hungry, and he was wealthy, he used to loan money to people. And he was maybe the chaudhri or the big sort of nobleman of the area. She said, I'm poor, I have nothing to my name, my children are dying of hunger. Please favor me, give me something, give me a loan, and when I'll work hard and I'll toil, struggle, and I'll pay you back. He said, okay, I'll give to you money, but you must do a bad action first with me. And there are people like this in the dunya. There are people like this. The immodest action is, and this is shaitan, how he takes a person. That due to someone's difficulty, that person's heart becomes like a rock, a stone. So people, they take advantage of another person, yeah, out of his misfortune or her misfortune, they take advantage of that person's extreme desperateness. So imagine, Allahu Akbar, those people, what will happen to those people? You see someone is in a position of difficulty and you take advantage of that person. Oh, pester him more, take benefit from that person more. And you know, people are poor souls who go from Pakistan to Middle Eastern countries to work, and they rinse their bodies and their effort and their toil and struggle, that they pay them 10 riyals for 100 riyals work, they pay them only 10 riyals. This is the dunya. This is the dunya. They grind their bodies to dust. This is the dunya. Our Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, I'm talking to you about our deen. Everyone today claims ishq and love. Many people claim love. In these 12 days, everybody claims love according to his status and understanding. But this is not something to claim, ishq, love. This is the deen that the Holy Prophet ﷺ, from his mubarak, from his honorable and blessed seerah, he brought those principles and practices to this world. For the sake of the broken heart, to seal the broken heart, the human being's been created. The greatest ibadah that the Prophet ﷺ came to teach us, Rabiul Awwal reminds us, is what was that ibadah? That ibadah was akhlaq. High level of conduct. The Holy Prophet ﷺ came to teach us how to mend the broken hearts. Yes, to claim love and ishq and muhabbat, you can claim that all life long, all year long, for the Holy Prophet ﷺ. But these are empty claims. This is not a physical demonstration of love. The seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, imitating him and selecting his practices and to do amal on his deen, that is what Rasulullah ﷺ is pleased with. This is the true visible deen we should promise in Rabiul Awwal, in this blessed month. This is such a blessed month, such blessed nights. Noor and light is descending. The Holy Prophet ﷺ's, the month of his birth, Allah's favor, he's given this to us from his seerah, from his life, from his events. We should learn. The Holy Prophet ﷺ came to the world for this sole purpose. Allah Ta'ala sent Rasulullah ﷺ. Was the hal at that time when the Prophet ﷺ came to the world? There were people with hard hearts. When they were thirsty, the people, they would fire the arrow and they would start to drink the blood from the animal that they had just struck. A child was born, a daughter, a female alive, and the mother and father are digging the grave and burying her alive. She's crying, screaming while they're burying her. What's my fault? And that time, that era, the Holy Prophet ﷺ came to the world. What a great lesson he gave to the people, mankind, for mankind forever. So if we want to claim love for Rasulullah ﷺ, then we must do amal on his deen. Allah give us his grace and favor. Don't claim and just claim. Every man claims that I love the Prophet ﷺ. Whoever's recited the greatest nasheed, whoever's got the most softest, beautiful, melodious voice, he's the ashik. Yeah? And then he starts to get acclaim everywhere there are gatherings. And if somebody says something, they'll say, oh, he's an enemy. He's not in favor of the deen. He's an enemy. He is the disrespectful to the Prophet ﷺ. If you speak the haq, this is nafs and shaitan. Yes, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَ لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. So in this time, for example, people do tawaf around the Kaaba. At that time, they took their clothes off naked all night long. The women were dancing, singing. They had no value for the woman, dancing naked, drinking alcohol. Yes, murdering people. And then they would empty their brain and pour the alcohol into that void and drink the alcohol and speak nonsense all night long. This was the era, that time when وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He came as rahmah to the universe and he changed and improved the whole world. He improved those people in that extreme of ignorance. So this is not the time to give empty claims of love. This is the sabak, the lesson of the Prophet. So that man was the same that time. She said she was in desperate need. And she said, I'm desperate, my children are dying of hunger, give me some money, I'll pay you back. He said, okay, do this bad action with me. She went back home, she saw her children, severe desperateness, she cried. She was forced to this position for the children, and a person will do anything to assist his children or her children. So she came back, she said, okay, fine, I accept your condition. He said, okay, come. Now, that evil man, he took advantage of her weakness. And the situation was such that the impure action he intended to do, and she succumbed to his desire. And at that time, when the impure action was about to take place, she started to cry, and he said, why are you crying? Look, here's the money I'm about to give to you. Why are you crying? She said, I'm crying for this purpose, that today I am severely desperate. I'm a respectful woman, honorable, pure woman. I've never done anything wrong in my life. Allah Ta'ala, how He's put me into this test, but for my children I'm doing this. And that's it, subhanallah. That man's heart changed, it flipped. See? وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. Call out to Allah, Allah is not far from a human being. Allah is not far or distant. Allah Ta'ala is closer to us than our jugular vein. Allah says, I'm closer to you than that. So Allah says, I'm closer to you than your jugular vein, but we are the ones who have gone far from Allah. So then that man, he stepped back from the brink. And he said to the woman, please forgive me, take this money and take some more money. Take some more money and forgive me. And that woman, she was surprised. She took her attire, took the money, and she didn't pay thanks to him. She was grateful to Allah. Oh my Rabb, I called out to you and you heard my call. She went and took the money. Subhanallah. That man, he did such a great action. Walladina, what did he do? That he stopped his desires due to the fear of Allah. He became afraid. Khawf, she cried and the fear came to him. Allah Ta'ala promises in the Quran, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. That man, imagine his maqam status, that he immediately at that time on the brink of the major sin, that how many women before that, maybe he took the honor, but he, Allah has promised in the Quran, maut is to come, death is to come, for sure. And if a person dies in the impure state, then subhanAllah, after his death, he was seen in a dream, that he was the Malik, the owner of two abodes in Jannah. SubhanAllah, I say SubhanAllah. Two Jannahs, two abodes in Jannah. Somebody asked him, that what occurred to you after death? How comes you got this maqam, this rank, status, that you were a sinful, dirty, impure person? How comes you attained all of this? You were impure, sinful. He said, you don't read the Quran. If you read the Quran, then you don't have yaqeen in Allah's words. Allah's kalam is truth, haq. Allah's words are haq. His Rasul is haq. And his statements are haq and truth, subhanAllah. Whatever he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stated, that's the case. Whatever Allah says in the Quran, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Whoever has left the sin, shunned the sin due to my fear, immediately at that time, wherever he is, at home, in isolation, outside, on the road, on the pavement, immediately for that person, two abodes in Jannah, two paradise. How many opportunities we have? We're on the pavement, and there's a beautiful, attractive female, young women, wandering around. Immediately you lower your gaze and say, Allah, due to your khawf, I'm closing my gaze or hiding my gaze. The attraction is there. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي جَنَّتَانِ. Two abodes in Jannah. Immediately you earn. You're sat on your own, nothing. Today the shaitan's there, the device, resources, and you pray salah, come home, sit at home, isolation, you're on your own. And after Fajr you come pray salah. Shaitan, he doesn't look at the time. You take the telephone out of your pocket, device, go onto the site. Immediately remember this verse at that time. That I have fear for Allah. That's it. Immediately you will get the reward. See that? To save you from sin, Allah's assistance. Why do we commit the sins? Because our minds are dirty. We should purify our minds, our thought process. Create pure thoughts in your mind always. Beautiful thoughts, good thoughts, Medina thoughts, Makkah thoughts, Quranic thoughts, Tasawwur-e-Sheikh, think about your Sheikh. Make your Tasawwur-e-Sheikh strong. That always you think, that's why you have bayah with the Sheikh, pledge allegiance to the Sheikh. Always think about your Sheikh, contemplation. Always think that I'm sitting next to my Sheikh in his company, good company, have yaqeen, the pious predecessors, the Naqshbandi teachers have stated that student who has tasawwur, constant reflection, pondering, thinking about his teacher, he can never commit the sin. Never. If he's always feeling, contemplating, reflecting, I'm sat in the gathering of my Shaykh, listening to my Shaykh, advices of the Shaykh, always his heart is full of noor, light, goodness. But we need to purify our minds and our hearts. Empty your hearts and minds of dirty actions. When shaitan and nafs make you think of bad, sin, darkness, immediately take your tasawwur towards a dhikr gathering, a good gathering, the gathering of your teacher, the sins coming to me, I'm attracted by this, this lust and attraction by my shaykh is telling me, no, don't do this. If I don't listen to what he's saying, well, we mahal, I'm disobeying Allah. Obviously, the student doesn't listen to the order instruction of the shaykh, then the connection is broken. In the darkness, I'm doing sin. It's not necessarily that your shaykh's with you, watching you. If I don't obey my shaykh's instructions and advices, then I'm disobeying Allah. That's it. Then Allah Ta'ala breaks that connection with the shaykh, with the teacher. So which shaykh is there today who tells you sin? Tell me. Which shaykh will say to you, do zina? Will there be a shaykh like this? So whoever does this action, a murid, the student, then he is opposing his teacher. He's opposing the teachings, advice of his teachers. How much he claims, I love my teacher. Like today, everyone's claiming we love Rasulullah and they're commemorating the birth of the Prophet. Is this commemoration, celebration? And the murid says, I love my shaykh. Then how can he commit the sins if he loves his teacher? Tell me, how can he commit the sins if he loves his teacher? So in the same way, Allah's khawf, Allah's fear. If a person, due to the love of his teacher, he leaves sin and he gets to Jannah, to paradise. In the same way, if you commit sins, then you'll get to Jahannam. Then the sin, the punishment will be double as well. So this is what I'd like to say to you and tell you, that whatever era, generation, doesn't matter how many bad things come, evil things come, shaitan and nafs create devices and tools and resources to make you do sin. But the method that Quran has said is until Qiyamah. وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينَ لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. Allah says, if you fight and strive against my enemies, nafs and shaitan, with the resources I've given to you, Allah says, then I am with you. I'm with you and I will not let you do the sin. And Allah has given the reward that every moment, doesn't matter if 10,000 times shaitan takes you towards sin and 10,000 times you stop yourself out of the fear of Allah, then 10,000 times Allah will give you to Jannah. 10,000 times Allah will give to you. That's the benefit you'll get. Woman or man, female or male, same reward. 10,000 times in the day, if you're about to sin, you save yourself, you stop yourself out of the fear of Allah, 10,000 times you get double Jannah in the day then. Just like I explained to you that event. Yes, this is the truth. And this is a real event. So let's purify our minds, our thoughts. When dirty thoughts come, when they motivate you towards sin, immediately do tasawwur al-shaykh. Think about dhikr, gathering of the teacher. Think about your teacher's advices. How can I do this action? That Allah Ta'ala has put my hand into the hand of my teacher. Allah enable me to do this. And when you bring these thoughts into your mind, when the love of with the teacher will become strong. Otherwise, if you know like this, then it's like you say, kachi muhabbat, which is weak love. Yeah, like the melting mud. He's the weak student. He's not the true student. Like today, people claim the love for Rasulullah, they commit all the sins, they break the sunnahs, break the deen, and their actions and their lives against the sunnah. And they say they're ashiks of the Prophet. Why? Just 3-4 lights they've lit, candles they've lit. Yeah, by lighting the candles or the lights, the celebration lights, a generator of lights, yeah, that this is cheap love, is this for the Prophet? So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, that he lay down on the melting sand, his skin melted, and Uhud, look at the Sahaba Akram, how they got the wounds. Yes, 124,000 noble companions, Sahaba Rasul, in their lives, they had no food, nothing to drink, no clothes to wear, no home, no shelter. And were they need to follow the Prophet? They just had to light the candles and the lights on the in this blessed month and they Ashik Rasul. No, that today is the era where the Sunnah of Rasulullah is being annihilated. The deen is being annihilated. Create that light in your hearts of the love of the Sunnah. Forget about fake bulbs and lights and glitter and glow in the dunya. Put the glow of the Sunnah, the light of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it will pierce through the skies and the clouds. One Sunnah, tomorrow is Jummah. Everybody should pray Salatul Jummah with the Imam, with the blessed turban. Take this libas off that you wear and wear the Sunnah libas and pray the Salah of Jummah tomorrow. Promise today that in your lives you will not oppose the Sunnah, you will not discard the Sunnah, you will love the Sunnah, and then you will be included in the list of the Ashiks, the lovers, and you'll get the certificate of the Ashik, the lover of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What's the point of just lighting, putting these lights on in the building's house and making pots of food and Peer Sahib's coming, Rabiul Awwal, etc. What's this? This is how cheap is the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? If it was so simple, then the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions in their lives, what can I tell you, the events of the Sahaba, the dhulam, the oppression, the test, even the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not one moment was there that was free from difficulty or striving or working hard. Has a Fatima to Zuhra radiallahu anha. Look at her life. Tell me. The hardships, the struggles. So, this is a drama where we oppose the deen, and this person who's a murid, who says he's a student, he commits sins and he says he loves his teacher. This is nafs and shaitan who deviates the person. The true ishq, the true student, the true murid, the true lover of the teacher is whatever advices come from the Shaykh, he implements. The true lover of Rasulullah is he who implements the sunnahs of the Prophet. And the greatest sunnah of the Holy Prophet is what? Is to leave the sins. Changing your clothes to the top of the sunnah, put the imam on and the libas of the sunnah on, I'm an ashik, a lover. This is wrong as well, to claim this. This is wrong as well. The Holy Prophet Prophet's first sunnah was that your akhlaq should be good, your conduct should be good, your manners should be good, social conduct. This is the greatest sunnah, that Allah Ta'ala's ahkams, you should implement them. Live your life according to Sharia, every ibadah, every action within the boundary of the Sharia. May Allah Ta'ala give us the proper, give us and enable us to commemorate Rabiul Awwal in the right way, the noise, the clamor, and nasheeds, and reciting naats, nasheeds, and lights, etc. If this is the way to success, then fine. Then the Sahaba Ikram, they work so hard. What was that for them? What was that for? Allahu Akbar. Yes, if we look at the Battle of the Trench, the expedition of the trench, at that time, it was severe time, difficult time, challenging time. They had to tie the rocks on their stomach. So hungry they were. So hungry. That's what they came to the Holy Prophet, that we are so hungry. We haven't eaten for so long. We have tied the stones to our... Then, subhanAllah, they had one stone and the Prophet lifted up his honorable and blessed shirt and there were two rocks tied to his waist. He said, you have one, I have two tied to my waist. So this is Islam, my brothers. This is how we have to strive and work hard, and this is called jahad. This is called jahadu. We can't even leave a sin. We sit down and we do dirty actions in isolation. We say we are ashiks of the Prophet ﷺ. We put some lights on in front of the house and put some pictures up of the blessed slippers of the Prophet ﷺ. And four lights are flashing here, there, tick, tick, and we say we're lovers of the Prophet ﷺ in this blessed month. I'm not opposing anyone, speaking as one. Do everything, work hard and rejoice. But your life should be in accordance to the deen, isn't it? If your life's according to the sunnah, then you're doing these actions. Alhamdulillah, that's a bonus. That's a bonus. You save yourself from sins, migrate from the sins, you follow the Sharia and the sunnah. Then if you put lights on, etc., no problem, do that. No problem, no difference. Yes, fine. May Allah Ta'ala, to all of us, give us the tawfiq, the ability that we migrate from the sins, leave the sins, and the rewards Allah has given us. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَبْرِي فَبِأَيَّ لَا رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Allah says, what a great ni'mah I'm giving to you. Great ni'mah. That if you, out of my fear, leave the sins, I give you such a great ni'mah, and you are rejecting this ni'mah, and then you still go towards the sin. فَبِأَيَّ لَا رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ What a great ni'mah that you're about to sin, you have arrived to the sin, and just out of my fear, I give you such a great reward that due to my fear, you leave zina. I give you two jannah, two paradise, and you reject that. You kick that into touch, and then you run back to that sin. Then you are rejecting that reward. وَأَخْرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Recite the Ruh Sharif.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Essalatu vesselamu ala sayyidil mursalin, şefii'il muzlimin, Taha ve Yasin'in habibil amin. Allahumme salli ala sayyidina Muhammedin ve ala Muhammedin nebiyil ummi ve azvacihi ummahatil mu'minin ve zurriyatihi ve ahli beytihi kema sallaita ala ali İbrahim ve ala ali İbrahim innaka hamidun mecid. Ve sallim tasliman daiman abadan kesiran kesira. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا خطأنا عمدنا كل ذلك عندنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت ما أخرت ما أسررت ما أعلنت ما أسفت ما تعول به. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر ولا إله إلا أنت. يا الله هماري بناكم معفو ما به. يا الله هماري بناكم معفو ما به. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا ثبت أقدامنا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا مستصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأقمتنا للإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين يمين المستقيم الشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم نسلك حسن الخاتمة. اللهم نسلك حسن الخاتمة. اللهم نسلك حسن الخاتمة. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا. يا دافع البلايات اشف بلاياتنا. يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا. اللهم عافنا في بدني. اللهم عافنا في سمعي. اللهم عافنا في بصري. يا الله يا الله جن لوگوں نے بیماروں نے میرے مولا شفا کے لیے کہا ہے میرے مولا شفا کے دعا کے لیے کہا یا کریم سب کو تو شفا عطا فرما شفا کاذلات شفا فرما یا اللہ جو بھی عورت مرد بیمار ہیں ہسپتالوں میں گھروں میں ہیں میرے مولا اپنے رحمت سے اپنے فضل کے یا اللہ پہ خزانے شفا سے میرے مولا شفا نصیب فرما خزانے رحمت سے رحمت عطا فرما اے میرے مولا اے میرے مولا یا اللہ یا اللہ ہمیں اتنا عطا فرما دے جتنی کی تیری شان ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں اتنا عطا فرما دے جتنی کی تیری شان ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں اتنا عطا فرما کہ جتنی کی تیری شان ہے یا اللہ یا میرے مولا یا قادر ہماری خطاؤں کو ہمارے گناہوں کو اتنا معاف فرما جتنا تو رحمان ہے یا اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو ہمارے گناہوں کو اتنا معاف فرما جتنا کہ تو رحمان ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ تو ہمیں آزمائشوں سے پریشانیوں سے بیماریوں سے اتنا محفوظ فرما جتنا کہ تو مہربان ہے میرے مولا یا کریم تو پہ کرم فرما آج کی رات رحم فرما اللہم اغفر لنا ورحمنا وارضعنا وتقبل منا وادخلنا جنة ونجاتا من النار یا کریم یا کریم یا کریم تو ہمارے گناہوں سے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں سے بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہماری مغفرت فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہماری مغفرت فرما دے یا اللہ جو گناہ ہم نے بچپن میں جوانی میں دانشتہ غیر دانشتہ ہو گئی ہم سے میرا مولا یا اللہ تیرا وعدہ ہے کہ تو توبہ کے بعد تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیتا ہے بلکہ ایسا کرتا ہے کہ جیسے سفید چادر ہے ایک دھبا بھی اس میں موجود نہیں ہوتا بلکہ اس سے بھی زیادہ یہ کرتا ہے تو مقام کل مسیح فرما دیتا ہے اے میرے مولا یہ سب کچھ ہمیں عطا فرما دے اور توبہ پہ ہمیں استقامت میں نصیب فرما توبہ پہ ہمیں قائم بھی فرما لا حول ولا قوت الا باللہ تیری طاقت سے ہم توبہ پہ قائم رہ سکتے ہیں میرے مولا شر نفس و شر شیطان سے ہمیں محفوظ فرما اے میرے مولا یا اللہ جو انعامات تو نے قرآن میں نصیب فرمائے ہیں تیرے خوف سے جو بھی توبہ کرتا ہے گناہوں کو چھوڑتا ہے میرے مولا دو جنتیں نصیب فرماتا ہے میرے مولا ہمیں بھی نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں بھی نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ آج کی رات جو ہم نے ذکر کیا جو دعائیں مانگیں تیرے فضل و تیرے کرم سے تیری دی ہوئی توفیق سے میرے مولا تیرا نام لیا یا کریم تم اس کو قبول فرما مقبول فرما اپنی بارگاہ کے اندر میرے مولا اپنے پیارے حبیب صدقے سے یا اللہ اس کو قبول فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے تمام رشتہ داروں کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے جاننے والوں کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ پوری امت کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ نے کبھی جن کا کوئی مانگنے والا نہ ہو میرے مولا ان کی بھی بخشش فرما دے. یا اللہ ہر گناہ گار سیاکار بدکار جو بھی ہے میرے مولا ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے میرے مولا. یا کریم آج جمعہ کی رات ہے شب جمعہ ہے تو بخشش کرتا ہے, ہے بھی ربیع اول کی رات یا اللہ ہے بھی ربیع اول کی رات میرے مولا, اس میں خاص تیری زحمتیں اترتی ہیں پیارے حبیب کے صدقے سے میرے مولا, تو ہم پہ نظر کرم فرما نظر رحمت فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمیں شفا کاملا آج نصیب فرما, ہمارے گھروں میں برکت نصیب فرما, ہماری اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے. یا اللہ جو غم ہمیں لگے ہیں میرے مولا ان غموں کو دور فرما دے. یا اللہ جو پریشانی ہمیں لگی ہیں ہمیں دور فرما دے. یا اللہ کاروبار کی طرف سے بچوں کی طرف سے اولاد کی طرف سے ہر پریشانی کو دور فرما میرے مولا. وذالک اللہ بھی عزیز میرے مولا تیرے لیے کچھ چیز بھی مشکل نہیں, کریم فرما دے نظر فرما میرے مولا. یا رحمٰن یا کریم پھر بھی ہمیں ذکر کی توفیق نصیب فرمانا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة فرشه وآله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.